Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sean Murphy is our guest, our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace. Sean, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to hire optimistic employees and how to deal with pessimistic ones. Of course, the best way to deal with pessimistic ones is never to hire them, right?
That would be the...
Is that possible? Is that even a good idea?
So, I would say no, it's not a good idea, because there is such a thing as having too much optimism.
That's funny.
Yeah, we need people who do see the glass half full, provide that they don't get stuck with an Eeyore mentality. We need people to poke holes in the things that we think are great and rosy and really.
Isn't that left brain, right brain? Don't you get enough of that when you hire left brain, right brain? The right brain are creative folks, and the left brain are the engineers.
I think though you can be an engineer and be an optimist, and I think you could be a non-engineer and be a pessimist.
Well, of course, but I mean, typically that's what you get. Pessimistic, maybe, I'm not, I don't know that you need a pessimism as much as you need skepticism. What do you think? Can we differentiate between those two things?
That's an interesting perspective. I like a distinction. I like the skepticism perspective a lot.
I'm a flaming thermonuclear optimist. But,
me too.
But I'm also, I enjoy playing the heretic. See, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo.
Right.
And
right.
So I love being an optimist, but also I love sticking my finger in the eye of what everybody says we must do. I don't like obligations.
Well, and I love the fact that you're using the word heretic. I think it gets...
It's fun. Being a heretic can be fun.
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
Especially when you're... That's when it's really fun. But for example, I'm a true believer of social media, but I'm a heretic about the industry.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say the industry itself is, and I know quite a few people in the industry but it is a little self-serving at times and a little incestuous at times.
Well, but the main thing is for when people get the idea that they use the platforms, when small business owners use the platforms, they can never believe that those platforms are doing anything for them. It's all about the share price. But back to an optimistic, pessimistic thing.
Yeah.
So I take your point about it's always to have somebody who will say, wait a minute, hold on there, let's not go off the deep end here. But how do you hire for those people? What do you recommend we do to make we hire the, you know, maybe we say, okay, wait a minute, we got too much optimism here. We need to get a pessimistic person in here. How do we do that, or vice versa?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's a couple things to be done here. First is avoid falling into the trap of doing the standard interview. You're going to fall into this unfortunate outcome of people being smart and savvy and giving you the right answers. Really, what you want to do, the second thing, is put the person through a test. In the book I talk about one of my favorite companies, Menlo Innovations, actually have part of their hiring process is this test, and the test is real simple. They pair you up with another person going through an interview, could be for the same position, could be for a different position, and you're given a task, and that task, and part of the interview is to make the other person look good. Because when we're in an interview, our role is to make ourselves look good, right? Because we're playing the game. So they switch the game and say, no, let's see if you can make that other person look good. And immediately what that does is it filters out those who are interested in looking good for themselves than mm-hmm. looking good for the team.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that...
Now that's people who are capable of being givers and not takers. And that also weeds out the narcissists. I mean, I will tell you, narcissists can really be a downer in a business.
Oh, and take a lot of energy just trying to coach the person.
Yeah.
That can certainly affect mm-hmm. An owner's energy levels to face the day and do good work.
Mm-hmm. So slow down, and it's about the hiring process.
Yeah.
But do you do any testing at all?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. Mark, my business partner, Mark Babbitt,
our friend.
We actually just decided last week that changing our hiring process, which had been pretty, I'd say, strongly based on relationships and referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And importance, but what we're doing is we're increasing the level of discipline within the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means we need that level of discipline in our team members. And so we've come up with a test based on the role that would help us determine if the person has discipline or not. So for example, if we're looking to bring and hire a community manager for the social media work that we do, we're going to give them and then ask them to solve it. And there isn't necessarily a specific answer we're looking for. We're looking for their thinking.
The process that they use.
That's right.
Okay. Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. Sean, give us the website quickly, please.
It's www.switchandshift.com.
Switchandshift.com. We're going to take a quick break. Mr. Richard Pennington taking us out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.